This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's Eastern Townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we will talk about the Canadian identity. After 1867, Canada underwent a period of reflection on its international identity and personality. How did Canadians perceive themselves? What role did they wish to play on the international scene? What relationships did they wish to maintain with Great Britain and with the United States? One thing is certain. Two ideological and political concepts evolved side by side throughout the 19th century. Indeed, both imperialism and nationalism rose within the Canadian elite. At the turn of the century, the Anglophone population increasingly wished to see Canadians set themselves apart from the United States, all while maintaining strong ties to the British Empire. In doing so, they were adopting both nationalist and imperialist ideologies. When painting a picture of the Eastern Township's social history, it is difficult to portray a homogeneous society during this period. Some rural environments were traditionally English-speaking, whereas others were almost entirely French-Canadian. Within urban centers, both groups coexisted, but the American influence was strongly felt, be it within local institutions or in local businesses. Members of the English-speaking community gathered within different associations according to their respective backgrounds. The British formed the St. George Society, the Irish regrouped within the St. Patrick's Society, and the Scottish adhered to the St. Andrew's Society. Did you know? The Orange Lodge has its origins in Northern Ireland in 1796 with the founding of the Orange Order by Protestants. In the decades leading up to this point, however, there had been building conflict and violence between Protestants and Catholics, which had largely stemmed from land disputes in County Armagh, Ireland. This conflict led up to the Battle of the Diamond in September of 1795, when the Protestant Pipo de Bois and the Catholic defenders gathered for a fight, and it ended with the defenders suffering a significant number of losses. Following this battle, the Orange Order was established to replace the less formal Pipo de Bois group. The order was named for King William of Orange, who had defeated the Catholic King James in the Battle of the Boyne in 1690 in a struggle for the English, Scottish, and Irish thrones. The Orange Parade, the Orangemen's annual celebration, is held on or around July 12th in commemoration of King William's triumph. The Orange Lodge came to the Eastern Townships through Irish settlers, and the first lodge was established in Megantic County in 1832. Many other lodges were founded throughout the other counties, such as Compton, Sherbrooke, and Richmond. While much of the religious discord was left in the old country, the Orange Lodge brought with it fraternal support for the new settlers, as well as the Orange Parade and picnic. Originally held locally on range roads, it was gradually consolidated with the growing ease of transportation and, since the early 1900s, it had been held in Inverness Township. The Orange Picnic was a special occasion for most families, especially when breaks from the farm work during the summer months were rare. Included among the festivities were races and a competition of musical groups who practiced for weeks beforehand and would serenade neighbors as they played on their way to the picnic. Join us one last time when we talk about Bishop's University.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.